Hey, y'all, welcome to Sideline Attraction. I'm your host and creator, Taylor Ahrens, and I was on a little hiatus, but I am back and better than ever. I'll be on both audio and video so you can see my reactions and my guest reactions on here. So let's just jump right into my first guest. He was my first ever guest on Sideline Attraction. So it was so special to have him back on. The first time I talked to him was about 2 years ago. So you will get to hear how his career has changed within 2 years. And he's now an official recorded artist with 3 songs out and more to come. So stepping onto the plate is Luke Berryhill.
Hey.
Hey, what's up?
Not much. Just got home.
Love it. How was your day?
Wasn't too bad. Hit pretty well this morning. Got some good throwing in, some working out, just about everything. So
Typical off season.
Pretty typical.
I know, right? And it's going to be here before we know it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Has the off season, do you feel like it's like flown by?
It has for sure. It's just been going. I got about a month left until I got to head out. So that was wild.
Yeah, but you're doing everything you love, and then you're making the most of your off season too.
That's for sure.
We'll get into all of the fun stuff later because we got to save that part for the end. But did you know, like 2 years ago when I first started my podcast, we talked on this same date. I think it was it was January 4th. Of 2022.
Wow. How about that? Okay.
Amazing. I love it. Well, yeah, thanks for coming back. I mean, this is like really revamped. So this is like the revamped version because, I mean, we are going to talk about you and your life has changed so much within the last time we talked and same here. So I'm excited to catch up.
Heck yeah. Looking forward to it.
Okay. So first of all, have you ever Googled your name?
Yes. Yes, I have. Yeah.
So when I Googled it, it was a picture of you with your little Astros, your headshot for your Astros jerseys. And then it would said singer. I was like, that's so cool. Look,
it's cool.
It's perfectly fits you. Well, talking about your off season and you've been training. So how's that been?
Not too bad. Just trying to make some big changes with my swing and my throwing and all kind of stuff. I feel like I'm pretty strong where I'm at. So, I mean, just trying to maintain that part. But I put a lot of my time and focus into like training up my new bat path and you know, just making sure everything's good on the baseball end.
Mm-hmm. That's great. I mean, I feel like you've always been one to look at your swing and you're always trying to perfect it or keep it the same. And that's good because you don't want to be like complacent. You're always wanting to get better. And are you training at the same place as you always do?
I'm not. I'm actually at a new place. It's called Maven Baseball Lab. It's down in Atlanta. It's a new place that's been open, I think, about a year or so. Tons of big league guys from around the country. Mm-hmm. Come there to hit with their hitting coach, and they've got a bunch of equipment around, like 15 or 20 like motion capture cameras all around the room. So once they get you on the technology, they can see every single like bit of your body. It's crazy.
That's so cool. So, yeah. How did you find that place? Was it just because of word of mouth? Because you've been in the industry for so long?
One of the guys that I played with this year mentioned it, and so it got me kind of interested because he had a really good season. So, and actually I think my agent mentioned it to me and really pushed me to go forward with it. I like it a lot down there. They're good guys.
That's so cool. I love that they have so many cameras so you can really see all the action. It's amazing that nowadays they have that for y'all and your swing and everything. And is that something that the Astros want you to do, is practice on your swing, or is that more just for you and just wanting to grow?
I didn't have exactly the best hitting season last year, so I'm sure, you know, me working on my swing, they're pretty happy with. But for me personally, I feel like this coming up is a make or break year for me. I got to put up some good numbers and, I'm trying to do everything I can to get that to happen.
Right. Were you in Sugar Land last season?
I was, yep.
Okay, the whole season there, AAA, that's fun. And there's a lot of changes. I feel like when we first talked, you were like single AA, something like that. But you had a lot of bus rides. But now you get to fly, right, now?
Yes, flying is fantastic. We go to Tacoma, Washington, Sacramento, Las Vegas, all over the place. And we actually get to drive to Austin, Texas, to Round Rock. And so that's nice. We get to have our cars that week. But
right. But Round Rock is not that far of a drive. So you're definitely getting all the perks there.
That's for sure.
So how'd you like Houston in general? Or I guess Sugarland out there.
I liked it. I'm a big suburb guy. And so Sugarland was right up my alley. I love the stadium as well. They had a good fan base there, and the stadium's really nice. The only thing I didn't like, the wind just howls in from right field. And so historically, I've been really good at hitting it to right field. Mm-hmm. And so that kind of got in my head this year. I started trying to pull the ball more than I should have, and it broke everything down. So it's hard to find a plan that works for you and then it not working a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm just trying to change it instead of just sticking to it. That's one thing that I've kind of found. You got to trust what you do instead of trying to.
Was it just because of this way the stadium was built, or the way it was, I guess?
Honestly don't know. Yeah. I mean, I guess technically it was built that way. It's just, I don't know. It's if it was facing, let's see, right field's over here. The wind's coming this way. If we flip the field over here, it'd be great because the wind's helping you hit it out instead of you hitting into the wind and it just killing it.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, it's annoying at times, but
I know it's annoying that like you can't control like Mother Nature.
Yeah, right.
Like, you can control literally anything else but that.
That's a great point.
And I came back and forth. I lived in Arizona last year, but whenever I came back, I was always wanting to come and see you. But every time I feel like you would be having a away game. So I'm like, well, now I'm back in Houston. I'm like, this year I had to come to a game.
This is the year. You got tickets with your name on it.
Sweet. I love it. And they did like a whole rebranding, the Space Cowboys, because it was the Skeeters a couple of years ago, but now you're the Space Cowboys. I love it.
It used to be an independent ball league. Some independent. It's kind of like the minor leagues in a way, but it's not affiliated with MLB. And when the Astros picked them up to be one of their affiliates, they just did a whole rebranding, and I actually like it a lot better. The old colors and everything were just kind of bland. I don't know. Space Cowboys really, I don't know. I just like it a lot. So
it's kind of rad. Like, I don't know. It's kind of cool. A Space Cowboy. It's very fitting for Houston. Like also that your AAA team is so close to the Astros. So you kind of already get a taste of what it is. Like, I mean, I know anything can happen in baseball, but at least you're not in like some AAAs that are in like Timbuktu. And then your major team is like on the other side of the country. So if you happen to be called up, it's like just a quick drive over.
Exactly. I think they planned it that way on purpose because there's so many moving parts, you know. I think it's only like 45 minutes from the stadium.
So. Right.
Yeah, it's perfect. But then if one of the big leaguers, you know, needs a rehab game or something, they're hurt, coming back from it.
Right.
Pretty cool, too. They can just send them to us and like you get to be around the big league guys and see how they operate all the time. I know before last season, we actually played a couple, what's it called, scrimmage games against the big league team. They came to us and then we went to them and stuff. So that was really cool.
That's so cool. Being able to play with the big leaguers and just kind of get a taste of that is always a cool time. So the stadium, the way is it placed, can you see people in the stands? Like, cause I know an NRG stadium, the Texans, I can see people in the stands. Is it kind of like the same way for your stadium?
AAA? Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely. Mm-hmm. I'd say that the minor league fields are a little more intimate. I can imagine, you know, being out on a NFL field, like everything just so big, you know,
right.
Minor leagues. Yeah. You can literally just walk up and people are at head height with you. You can dap them up, just talk to them and stuff. It's pretty cool.
That's so cool. Did you have a big turnout? It's Texas. So I feel like a lot of people would go to those games.
Yeah. Depending on the day. Usually, you know, during the week, like Tuesday, Wednesday, it wouldn't be a whole lot going on. People are at work and everything, but then towards the weekend, we'd have quite a few thousand people at most of the weekend games. It's pretty cool.
That's pretty cool for a minor league team, but that's so awesome. Would you get a lot of kids? Did you ever get a little fan base cheering you on?
We did. Yeah, it was pretty cool. Over on the right, the first base side is where most of our you know, like the dedicated fans would sit because we'd walk by them every day and talk to them and stuff. But yeah, they would have kids days probably once a month, maybe twice a month, where it would just be field trips from all around. It'd be a bunch of elementary schools. That was a lot sometimes because just a bunch of screaming kids, but yeah. it was a good time. It brought a lot of energy.
Okay. So question for you. I've seen this before happen at games. The little kids, do they come over and they're like, I want a ball. And they just scream at you the whole time.
Yeah. Yes, they do. And that's the thing about the kids. They don't have the feel yet. They don't have the social feel. Mm-hmm. And so they'll keep screaming for a ball for 2 hours and you're just about to whack yourself in the head because you're sick of it. And I don't know.
You're like, can this game go faster?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Well, we didn't talk about it. Did you play catcher all season? Because I know you dabbled in first base and other positions. Is that what you mainly played this year?
I split time with catching and first base for the most part.
Cool. Yep. Yeah, getting to play. Do you like both?
I do like both. Yeah. After catching for so many years, it's cool to have another challenge and see the field from another point of view, kind of thing, and mm-hmm. be on the other side of the ball. They actually said I might play a decent amount more first base this year, so okay. I'm looking forward to that, and you know, just mm-hmm. expanding what I can do out there.
Exactly. I think it's so great that you're so versatile and that you will do anything because, like, you can play multiple positions, which gives you more opportunities to do whatever they want to, and wherever you need to be, you can just slide in. So that's always beneficial.
Big time. Yeah, and injuries happen all the time. If someone gets hurt in like the warmups before the game and they need a first baseman, like, oh, well, Luke's been playing it all year. He's not playing today. So we'll throw him in there, you know?
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's perfect. Being able to just be that go-to guy that can just jump in when needs to. And it says a lot about your character too, and your work ethic, and it will go a long way. And excited to see what you do this big year. And I know you've sung the national anthem in the past. Did you get to do it this season?
I did not. We actually, we had it set up, but I ended up catching that day. And so I told them, like, hey, like in the past, I did it when I was catching and I was so focused on the anthem, I was not locked in for the game. And so I told them, hey, like, we got to pick another day, like mm-hmm. either a day that I'm not playing or playing first base, something else. I just can't do it on a day I'm catching. It's too much.
It's understandable. I feel like I would be the same way. I'm like, where do I prioritize my energy right now? Because
exactly, yeah.
Obviously, so like, want to sing good, but then you want to play good too.
Exactly, yeah. I've been playing baseball so long; it's pretty second nature at this point. Mm-hmm. I can just go out and do it. But singing, that takes your whole focus, especially the anthem, because there's no music. It's just you. You got to make sure you're absolutely locked in, and it's mm-hmm. it's just a whole different challenge.
And yeah. So different. Do you have to do, like, before you sing? Do you have to warm up the pipes, or is that can just sing?
I do, yeah, for sure.
Yeah? Okay.
I've noticed that on days that I don't talk a lot and I try to go in to sing, it's mm-hmm. it's, I don't know, it just doesn't feel the same. I don't have the same flexibility with it. But like days that I've talked a lot or whatever, or that I actually intentionally warm up my voice, it just everything works a little better.
Mm-hmm. So, I guess like that's like anything. You got to warm up before you play a baseball game.
Exactly.
You got to warm up before you dance or anything. So that is, and I get it too, because I did some work on the radio last year, or I guess not last year, it's a couple months ago. I worked with iHeartMedia, but we really worked on my voice and being able to kind of change it to like the deeper voice. But I would know that like it's like an art, your voice, and you can tell so much with your voice. It's just, I don't know. It's like, it's really cool what it can do, how powerful it can be.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of singing, you're an official recording artist. You have 3 songs now that are absolutely amazing. Can you tell us about the process of those being released?
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Last year, last off season, I got a chance to go up to Nashville and write with some professional writers mm-hmm. at a publishing company called Banner Music. And so just wrote a bunch of songs and picked my favorite 3. And we ended up recording those 3 and released the first one, I think, in like June, mm-hmm. the second one towards the end of the season, and then the third one a few weeks ago. It was pretty cool. It's cool to see something that you've put so much time and effort mm-hmm. into come to life like that.
Yeah.
I don't know, seeing a different side of myself come to life. I've always been a baseball guy, but then uh-huh. seeing, you know, music possibly, you know, turn it into something too.
I love your music. I mean, I listened to them before and I listened to them again before we did this podcast. They're just so good. And it's like, I completely agree. It's another side of Luke. And it's so cool to hear it and see it. And you're like an athletic star and a superstar singer. It's cool. You get the best of both worlds. So when you, I didn't realize when you went, you recorded all three of them. Was it the same day?
It was the same day. Yeah.
Okay.
And I was actually kind of sick that day. Like I was just, I had a head cold and everything. I was doing the nasal sniffs, like probably every 30 minutes, all kind of stuff. But I got through it and I feel like I think it sounds pretty good for what it was.
No, that's really impressive that you did that sick, because even talking sick, I can tell that I'm like all nasally, but exactly. I would have never known that. How long did it take each song to record?
The band actually played them all first, so we didn't have to keep them there all day. It was probably 20 to 25 minutes per song.
Oh, that's fast.
It was insanely fast. Yeah, it was really cool. They were so professional. Like that, the steel guitar player that we had, he played on John Party's, one of John Party's albums, and toured with him. The fiddle player we had was like got an award for being the best fiddle player in all of Nashville. Like all kind of, we had a studded cast, and about 20, 25 minutes for each song. And they were done within about an hour, hour and a half. And then I sang for the next 4 hours, and yeah.
So cool. So was this an independent label, or are you like signed with a label? How does that all work?
I'm not signed with them. Okay, cool. So they're just some good Christian people. They like helping people out. Oh, they've been super, super good to me. I mean, they haven't seen any money or anything from what I'm doing, but they really like helping me out. So, you know, if something does happen with music, I'm definitely going to keep them in mind with whatever happens, because they've been so good to me. But no, I'm not currently at a point to sign with them, because I've still got baseball to worry about. Right. But whenever baseball's over and I can focus fully on music, that might be on the possibility.
Right. You're on the right trajectory to set it up for after baseball. So you can conquer one dream and then that other dream will be there for you. And then did you write all your songs? I don't even think we talked about the writing.
Yeah. I wrote them all. With a couple buddies in Nashville, some of the guys that work at the company. Any Less, the last one that I released, that one was actually a real personal story about my parents when they met. I heard that story. My dad was kind of wild back in the day, and so he was trying to straighten his life up when he met my mom. And so, so if you could put that picture to the lyrics, that kind of helped to hit home. And Ladies Man, I had that idea. I tried to write it myself a couple times, and it just never quite panned out. But then I was still so new to writing. And so I got that idea with some experienced writers in Nashville, and they helped me piece it to life. So that's cool.
Well, that's great that you were able to have that help, because I mean, even you had the bits and the pieces. It's just like putting it all together. I feel that as a dancer too. Like when I did choreography, it was always nice to have other people contributing, especially when you're in that early phase of the process and you're just learning how to do it. It's hard, but then asking for help is always so helpful, and experienced help is even better. And talking about that, did you write all these songs or come up with these ideas while you were in season, like on the road? How did these all ideas come together?
I honestly don't remember. That was a while ago. I think Ladies Man, I think I was talking to a buddy or something or somebody, and they said something about a ladies man. And then it started twisting in my head, like, oh, that could be a cool play on words. I really don't remember how that started.
Yeah.
But Any Less, I think I was listening to some music and I heard the word Any Less in the song, and I was like, any more, any less, like there's something there. And so then my parents actually talked to me about like the story about how they met, and I was like, oh, that is perfect. And I just, it's just good inspiration.
I love that you were able to bring your parents' story to life throughout a song. I mean, that just makes it even more special. Yeah. I can't even imagine. What was their reaction the first time they heard it?
Oh, my mom was in tears.
I bet.
Absolute waterworks. My dad, I think he even teared up. That's both of their favorite songs. We actually released it on their anniversary.
Oh, that's so special.
It's cool.
It's probably their song now.
It is. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, their song. That's so cool.
I think it's my favorite song out of the three. Like just having the story and the personal connection to it. I love the other two, but I think that one's just, it's got a place in here.
Mm-hmm. Especially with the emotional ties to it and just knowing that it's how your family came together. I just love that. It's just like gives me chills thinking about it. So going back to your recording studio, like how were your emotions the first time you sang? Like the first you got in the booth and you sang, like what was that emotions like?
Oh, I was so nervous. So at first I got in there and sang it. What do they call it? The ghost track or something, the ghost vocals. It's pretty much just so the band can follow along with the song and where I'm singing and where they can play and stuff. And so at first, like, at least I got to warm up a little bit before the vocals started to count, kind of thing. And so when I got in there for that, then I got out and just let them play and record the music. And then I could go back in and I kind of had an idea. Okay, like it's not that bad. It's not that nerve wracking. Just go in and do your thing. There's only like four people in the studio. You know, if you mess up, only four people are going to hear it. So that's whatever. But it ended up being pretty good.
Yeah. And it's human nature. You mess up. I would imagine you would be so nervous because before I go on air or anything, I get so nervous. Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, but then once you do a couple rounds, then you're like, okay, I got it. It's fine. But it's just that first initial, like opening your mouth for the first time. It's just so nerve wracking.
Right. Yeah. It takes a minute to get in the flow. Mm-hmm. So speaking of recording,
yeah, what's up?
I actually have a new song coming out.
Oh, do you tell? Yeah.
Actually, it might be three new songs. We're still deciding on that, but.
Okay.
One for sure. This one is called Road to the Show.
Uh-huh.
Actually a song about the minor league grind. And so
I'm so excited to hear that.
Excited. Yeah. So
that's two worlds together.
Yeah, exactly. I mean all these country artists sing about the rodeos and stuff. Like this is my rodeo. Like why can't I make a song about baseball kind of thing? So
heck yeah.
But I feel like I wrote this entirely myself. Like I had a little help, like tweaking some like phrasing of some of the lines and stuff towards the end. But this whole song was entirely me. I wrote it when I had labrum surgery a couple years ago. And when I was sitting in the hotel recovering from that, I just kind of got a little down and was like, you know what? Some of the best songs have been written when you're a little upset. And so I started writing it and I started writing about my life and everything. And I feel like it turned out really well. Like my biggest fear is that it would come off cheesy, like a cheesy baseball song or something. But I feel like we really nailed it to where it sounds pretty, pretty official. So,
oh, I love that for you. Have you played me? I feel like I've maybe heard a little snippet of it before.
You might have
maybe in the works.
I can play more of an upbeat or an updated version for you.
Okay, amazing.
Once we're off air, if you want.
Okay, perfect, perfect. But I think that's so cool, and there I guess there is like a way, like you said, cheesy and then more sophisticated. I mean, you do everything in a sophisticated fashion, so I can only tell that it's going to be amazing, and I think it'll be. People can probably use it for in the baseball games. Like, how cool would that be?
I would love that. Yeah. And we've been talking, like me and my parents, like it'd be really cool if MLB picked this up and it became their official song or something. You know what I mean? Like,
I
feel like I appeal to two different fan bases. Like baseball is where like most of my fans are going to be, obviously, like at this point. And I feel like that can help me start building a country fan base that'll eventually, you know what I mean? So I'm really trying to lean into the baseball.
And I feel like country music and sports go like hand in hand, especially baseball. baseball, I feel like you only hear country music in the stadium. So, I mean, occasionally your other music, but I think they go hand in hand and you have two different sides to you. And I think I'm kind of the same way because I always had my cheer world and I have my reporting world. So like, it's nice that you can like have these two different worlds and live kind of like these two cool kinds of lives. And then eventually they'll come together and that would be like, I've had a moment before where I went to the sidelines of a game and the cheerleaders were like cheering on the sidelines and I got to see like my friends, but I was like reporting and I was like, this is like a full circle moment.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So it's just fun to see those moments. And I know you've already, I don't know if this is true or not, but in the off season, I saw you went to Vegas and you sang at an MLB event. What was that?
Yeah, that was really cool. It was sorry, my dog's whining.
It's okay.
Yeah. I can't hear that. But yeah, hey, settle down, bud. Settle down. It's okay.
He's so excited.
He is. But yeah, it was the MLBPA, the Major League Union. Mm-hmm. They have an annual fundraiser every year. And this year it just happened to be in Vegas, which is pretty cool. And they asked me to come play some music out there. And I opened up for John Resnick of the Goo Goo Dolls. So that was pretty cool.
That's so cool.
That on my resume. But yeah, that was a good time being around a bunch of baseball people and like introducing them to my music stuff. Mm-hmm.
What song did you sing?
I sang all three of my songs and then and then rode to the show.
Nice. Okay, cool. So you got like a full kind of set. Is that what it is?
Yeah, a set. Mm-hmm. Yep. I played probably 15, 20 minutes or so. That's all they wanted for you know, an opening act. So that was pretty mm-hmm. cool.
That is so fun. Wow. So talking about like a set, my mind is now going there now. What's it like? I know baseball takes a lot of strength and endurance and stuff. So what's it like singing? I mean, you got to have obviously some. I mean, I get out of breath when I'm singing.
Yeah, I hear you. Uh-huh. A lot of it comes down to preparation, I'd say.
Right.
Your voice, you know, I'm sure you know this. It's a muscle pretty much that you have to train up. If you just start, you know, blasting it out one day, it's not going to hold up too well. So you gotta continuously sing up until the day of the gig to just keep it in shape. Mm-hmm. I'd say like the biggest thing for me too is making sure I'm hydrated. Mm-hmm. I heard a study one time that your vocal cords is one of the last things you hydrate. And so you have to be completely hydrated everywhere else for your vocal cords to get lubricated. I guess your body does it by importance. So like your muscles, your organs and everything. And then your vocal cords are like a secondary kind of mechanism. But
that makes sense. Sometimes when I did Hot Works recording, you could hear the microphone would pick up this little just from me opening my mouth. But they said it was because I was dehydrated.
Yeah. Yeah,
I believe it too now. Yeah. Well, that's a really good fact.
And along with that, another thing that I do is I don't eat before I sing.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever told you that story?
It was this involves a burp or something?
Yes, it does. Yeah.
Okay. I think I've heard of it.
Back in college, I was playing summer ball up in the Cape Cod League, and they asked me to sing the anthem one day randomly. It was like 20 minutes before the game. Uh-huh. And I wasn't playing that game. So I had a big lunch. I think I had a Coke or something. So the stomach was full. And I said, oh, yeah, I got this. No problem. Went out there. Everything was going great. And then I got the Rockets red glare and then burped on the mic. And I stopped for a few seconds and kind of looked around. And I could see all my teammates. They were all like I could see them bouncing around laughing and stuff. I got absolutely roasted after that. But
that is epic. Was videos around like when what year was that?
That was 2019.
I guess. Okay, so yeah. I feel like phones were around. At least you're not like a meme.
Yeah, I'm not gonna confirm nor deny if there are any videos circulating. So,
oh, that's too funny. I would give anything to see that. That'd be so good.
Well, we'll see if I send it to you.
Okay. Oh, you have it.
I know where to find it.
Okay. I might need to see it. So during this off season, now moving into, are you doing any gigs right now or you've done some gigs? Tell me.
I played a few already, and I actually have my last one coming up this Saturday night.
Nice. Where is that one?
It's called Hall and Hound Brewing. It's it's like a brewery / restaurant, sports bar kind of thing, over in Cumming, Georgia. It's my last one. Hopefully, should have a pretty good turnout. Have a good time.
That should be a good time. I love gigs. Is it just like at a kind of people come in and out, or do people specifically come and see you?
It depends. Some of my friends and family and stuff, they'll come and stay for a few hours and just listen to me and try to have a good time. But then other people that I don't know, they'll come in for an hour and eat, maybe hang around for another 15 minutes and say, hey, good job, thanks. And they'll head out. So
vibe out to you.
Yeah.
Yep. Stay for the extra free entertainment. Or do you have a tip jar?
I do. Oh, yeah. I've got a whole bucket. There's been like two. Okay, King. Okay, bud. Okay. There's been twice that I can think of where it was actually like almost full. It's a big bucket. Mm-hmm. So I mean, with cash being flat like that, I made some decent money sometimes.
I bet.
Not trying to tip off the IRS or anything, but, but, you know.
You have a great voice. People should be. Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, I think that was all about the singing. I'm trying to think. I think that's all I have for the singing. And when do you guys report for spring training? When is that going down?
I usually report around Valentine's Day.
Okay.
They haven't told me whether I'm going to be in major league camp again this year, but I was last year, so I'm assuming I will be.
Okay, cool.
So we'll see.
What are you looking forward to most this upcoming season?
Just seeing the preparation that I did this off season pay off finally. Mm-hmm. That's the thing. It's always cool. Like you put so much work into something to finally see the payoff. That's my biggest thing. And just trying to stay healthy.
Yeah, I agree with that. Those are two big things. I really like the see all your hard work pay off, because you do all these little things. And sometimes recently I heard like you can do all these things and sometimes most of times change is invisible. So you don't even know if it's happening, but it's like, obviously it's all adding up. And then you go and you do great and you're like, okay, well that was all worth it because I just worked so hard. And even though you couldn't really see it happening, it all added up in the end, which is so special. And yeah, staying healthy, it's a good one to do.
I heard a quote one time, get 1% better each day. Mm-hmm. Over a whole off season, you get 1%, 2%, 3%. It adds up to 100% later. Mm-hmm. And staying diligent with it.
So, yeah. Just keep going. What motivates you? What is like your motivating factor in life?
In life? That's a big question. In life. So this year,
I'm just dropping a bomb now.
Exactly. Yeah. So in baseball, I just say I like pushing myself and I love baseball. So I want to be the best I can at it. And obviously getting to the big leagues would be, an awesome accomplishment. And that's something I've dreamed about for years. But in life, this year I've really gotten serious about my faith in Jesus. So that's one of the big things. Like I never would have thought in a million years that I'd be going to church 4 or 5 nights a week, volunteering here and there, doing all that kind of stuff, praying all the time. But he's really changed my life in the last 9 or 10 months. So.
Yeah, I love that for you. I think having a strong connection with your faith, it just makes life so much more positive and more positive outlook on life. Well, I love it. Well, thanks so much. Is there anything that you didn't get to say about anything that you wanted to say? Wanted to add.
I'd say just keep on the lookout for any music that I might be dropping. We've already had the music done for Road to the Show, and we are seriously considering 2 other songs. So might have another handful of songs coming out this year. So be on the lookout. You can find me on Instagram. Just look up Luke Berryhill. You should be able to find it.
There we go. Luke Berryhill. And now that we're done with all the serious stuff, we got to play my new version of my 2-minute drill. We're calling it home run or strikeout. So home run is a yes. Strikeout is a no. Okay. All righty. First one. Sing in the shower.
Home run.
Home run. I would think so. Talk to your pets.
Can we do base hit? That's in the middle.
Okay. I like it. We'll call it a base hit. Okay, cool. Sleep in socks.
Strikeout.
I feel like that would be uncomfortable.
So. I get too hot. That's my big thing. I'm a hot sleeper.
Yeah, I agree with that. Okay, coffee, ice cream.
That sounds good. So I'll say home run.
Home run. Okay. Watch an NFL game.
Base hit.
Okay.
Ever since I stopped playing football in high school, mm-hmm. I've been all about baseball. I don't know what it is. I have a hard time watching other sports. I don't know.
Well, I imagine your life is baseball, so no blame there. Okay. Broccoli with cheese.
Strikeout.
Do you like broccoli in general?
I'll tolerate it. I mean, I guess with cheese is better, but that's not my go-to.
To, like, blaster it with cheese to take the taste away.
That's got to be like nachos.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Leftovers.
Base hit. Depends on what they are. If it's some of my dad's chili that he makes, oh, home run every day.
Okay. Yeah. Love it. Surprises.
Home run. I like surprises.
Mm-hmm. Movies.
Grand slam. Big movie guy.
Grand slam. Yay. Roller coasters.
Home run.
Tattoos.
I don't have any tattoos. I don't have any plan to get one either. Nothing against them. Just not my thing.
Yep. It's for people or for not people. My best friend's the same way. She will never, ever, ever get. I don't think my brother would either. I don't think my dad would definitely not either. He got mad at me when I got my tattoos, but he got over them. Okay. Board games.
I do like board games. So during the season, my whole team got on crosswords. Does that count as a board game? It's close enough.
I think we
would do two or three.
I'll count it.
Yeah, we would do two or three crosswords before almost every game for the last
few months.
Yeah, it was great.
The mind warmed up first.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay, like it. FaceTime.
Home run.
Comedy club.
I've actually never been to one. I would love to, though. That sounds like a good time.
Yeah, it sounds. I don't think I've ever been to one either. I've been to like a comedy like show with maybe in like Vegas before, but probably not a club. But I hear they're a good time. I guess if you like that kind of humor.
Exactly. Yeah.
Depending on who is there.
Exactly. You got to be on your toes, I've heard, because the comedian will just look out in the crowd. If you got you got a weird shirt on, they'll start making fun of you or something.
So, careful. Not for the faint of heart. Yeah. Okay. We'll do a couple more here. Live in a big city. I already know this one.
Strikeout.
I knew that.
I like the suburbs, even more towards the country. That's my go-to.
Like some land.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Secret handshake.
I'm a fan.
You're a fan?
I'm a fan. I don't do them a lot, but it's always cool when someone busts out a cool handshake. So
I agree. It's cool to see. Okay. We're going to do some baseball ones now. The new pitch clock.
At first, I was really against it. And at times, I still get frustrated with it.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on how the game's going. If it's going good for your team, then I'm for it because it puts pressure on the other team. Like if your pitcher's just rolling, I can put down any pitch, fastball, slider, whatever, and we know it's probably going to work out, so I don't even think about it. But if our pitcher's struggling, then I got to think, you know, twice as hard and twice as long, and then sometimes it, you know, it just runs into itself.
Interesting. It's just the way the flow of the game.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Cool. Okay. A slider.
I like calling them when I'm catching, but I don't like hitting them. No.
Okay.
hit the straight one.
Okay. Okay. Fastball is home run.
Yes. Yeah. Home
run. Okay. And then we'll do two more here. Be on a reality show.
Ooh. Depends on what it is. I don't know if I could go on one of those dating shows, like Love is Blind or something. I don't know about that. But, you know, if it's a baseball show or something about music, I'm all in. Yeah.
Yeah, you could do like a game show, like one of the singing game shows.
That'd be cool. Whenever baseball's over, I'm thinking very strongly about going on The Voice or American Idol and seeing what happens. At the very least, I could get some exposure out there and maybe start building.
Totally. And I feel like you would be a shoo-in. You have the whole story and they're always looking for the backstory.
Yeah, I hope so.
Cheering you on for that. Okay. Last one. Food delivery.
Home run. Big DoorDash guy. Yeah. Especially during the season. Yeah. Sometimes we stay at hotels where there's not much around. I'm DoorDashing 5-6 times a week. Yeah. I keep them in business. I'd say.
Same. I do too. I actually don't have much food in my house because I always get my food out, which is probably not a good trait, but whatever works.
Exactly. You stay in the gym. I mean, it's whatever. Yeah. You can overcome it.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Such great stuff, Luke. Thanks for coming on again. And I didn't do this the first time you were on here. So now you get to tell us what's a fun fact about you that we didn't get to learn about you today.
I can juggle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like anything?
Mostly like baseballs.
Okay.
But I did some medicine balls one time. That was really hard.
Oh gosh. Can you just do three?
I can just do three, yeah. I can do four balls for like 5 seconds, but it gets too much. I had the guy that got me into it back in junior college. He was on my team. He actually plays AAA for the Royals now, I think.
Oh, cool.
But he can juggle five. Yeah.
Impressive. I was impressed with three. Four.
Yeah, it's hard. It's very, yeah.
Did someone teach you or did you learn by yourself?
He got me into it. But you got to teach yourself. There's really no other way. You just got to do it. And for a funny Christmas present, my mom got me a set of like juggling balls with like some instructions. I don't know. And it says like, all right, you throw them up, you drop them, you pick it up, you throw them up and just repeat. And so I was like, okay, do it until you can do it.
You can do it. Yeah. It's like anything in life. I guess I'm a hands-on learner. So I just got to keep doing it until, it's in there in the brain.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, thanks so much, Luke. This was so much fun and I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely. Best of luck this season. And I'll be obviously coming to a game here in Houston. And then I can't wait for your new songs to release.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, that was so much fun. I really appreciate Luke coming on here, not once, but twice. It really showed his passion for the game and his passion for his music. So we'll be rooting him on as he heads into this season. And I can't wait for all his new music to come. It's going to be such a good time. All the good vibes here on Sideline Attraction. Little update on me, if you follow along with me. I lived in Arizona for a year and a half, but I am back in Houston. All my family lives here, so it's nice to be close to family, but still be able to do what I love, report, and this podcast, because, I can do it from my home in Taylor's place. So I'm excited for you guys to keep on listening. I will have a podcast weekly, and I'll have guests on here, so you don't want to miss it. Make sure to subscribe to Sideline Attraction and follow me, Taylor Ahrens, on Instagram and Sideline Attraction on Instagram. And you can also follow me on Twitter and Facebook if you guys want to. I know that's a lot, but you should do it. All right. Thanks to y'all for listening and we'll see you soon.